For the Cowboy State News Network, I'm Ty Stockton, and this is The Great Outdoors. Just as the right cook can make a camp out, the wrong one can really ruin an outing. While you're planning your camping trips this summer, keep in mind that the most important thing you bring along may well be the camp cook. If nobody in your party is a good camp chef, go recruit one or learn how to do it yourself. The thing that stands in the way of an average camper becoming a good camp cook is the cooking. Nobody wants to do it. I've been on campouts where the first person to complain about the grub was automatically elected the new camp cook. Luckily for me, it usually only took one meal for someone else to complain about my cooking. I try to do it right. I sit down before leaving on the trip to plan the menu. The problem is, as I think of things to make for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, I realize I can't cook that stuff at home on an electric range, let alone over a campfire. My shopping list usually winds up consisting of a sack full of potatoes, four or five onions, and several flavors of freeze-dried meals. When I get to camp, the potatoes and onions always end up tasting like charcoal briquettes, and the freeze-dried meals don't taste much better. I don't think I'm to blame for the freeze-dried meals, though. I have yet to find anyone who can whip up a freeze-dried meal that tastes anything like what it tasted like before someone sucked all the water out of it. No, I couldn't make a good meal in the mountains if my life depended on it. Even fresh-caught fish end up ruined when I'm manning the pots and pans. I have a fear of undercooking the food, and even when I check the frying pan every 2 seconds, I wind up leaving the food over the heat for 2 seconds too long. When you're cooking over a fire that can be spotted from space, 2 seconds can mean the difference between rare and nothing but carbon atoms. But I'll keep trying as long as I have someone to inflict my horrid cooking on. This has been The Great Outdoors. Visit us at cowboystatenews.com. I'm Ty Stockton, and I'll see you out there.